So about 2 days into this, I couldn't take it anymore. See, we're really careful. When we go into another church, you know, we're very honoring of the leadership. We're not in there to correct their mistakes or correct their people. Or, you know, we don't step into a place of any kind of authority in their church. If we're invited to, like, can you tell me what you think? You know, we'd really like to get your input. That's one thing. But I never, ever go into a church and go, boy, you guys got a mess in your leadership. Ooh, baby. Big problems. Big, big, big. I didn't say anything. I just prayed. And finally, one of their leaders said, Nancy, what do you think about, we'd like to get your input on this person. Who I said, well, what do you mean? Well, I don't know. Just tell me what you're thinking. We're having some problems. Okay, like what? Well, you know, they're kind of taking this thing and running with it, and we're seeing a pattern of behavior that is not really good, but we kind of put her in charge, and now we're kind of sorry we did that, and how do we back her out of that? You know, because she's taking the lead. She's very faithful. She's teaching. She's doing all this stuff, and now we feel like we want to kind of like grab the rope and pull her back because she's... You know, this thing's growing, and we realize now she's not the person to lead it. So I kind of walked them through, okay, well, if it was me, this is what I would do. This is my opinion, but, you know, I can give you from our experience what we've dealt with, but you're going to have to, you know, it's different for you, but I would say approach it this way so they don't feel destroyed. You don't want to destroy them, and like you're terrible and you're failing isn't a good plan. You know, and they eventually ended up working it out. But I say that because it's really common with the gift of prophecy to have insecurity kind of crop up, and it looks like in prophetic ministry, with a leader who's insecure, who's supposed to be the one equipping other people to see and hear, you really have to, like, I had to learn to restrain my strength, to not feel like I was competing with the people I was training and leading. Like, I don't want to take a team of people somewhere. Like school of ministry students, second year school of ministry students can travel. That's part of second year. They travel with Bill and Chris and, you know,